Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conducting Conversations. Very pleased tonight to have a returning guest, a multi-time guest, as a matter of fact. She is the program director for the Jamestown Community Piano Association. Nancy Bennett is here. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's nice to be back.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
And time is flying already. It's going to be that time of year. Next week, as a matter of fact, for the first 2018 performance for the association, and that's going to be at St. Matthew's Church next Sunday. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have a wonderful piano-violin duo coming to this performance, and that is in Jamestown at the St. Matthew's Church at 2 p.m., just to put in a plug for time and place.
There you go.
St. Matthew's Church is 87 Narragansett Avenue, and most people within listening shot probably know that. But anyway, we have Constantine Finehouse returning to the Jamestown Community Piano concert series. He has been, he was an early performer. He played originally for us as a soloist, and to great acclaim, he's wonderful.
Well, that's and, great. He's going to be with someone else. So.
He's come back several times with another talented musician, usually a string player, in tow. So once he came back with a violinist and did a violin-piano program, he always plays a solo, so that's a special treat for us. He's come back with one cellist and mm-hmm. played a cello piano program. So this time he's coming with a talented young violinist, Daniel Kurganov, who is Belarusian-American. So I'm not certain of the pronunciation, but anyway.
I think that sounds good. I like that.
Sounds good. You like that? Yeah.
It does sound good.
And they've been working together, and Constantine has sort of become a bit of an impresario in my mind, because he does these, he does CDs with a certain project, with a certain musical collaborator, whether it's Braverman was one of his collaborators, a cellist, and with Daniel, they're just putting out a CD this year. I don't know if I have a name for it.
You and I were discussing this before the program this evening, that it's not really called duetting, because I don't think.
Well, I've never heard
a piano and a violin
called
duet.
I've called it a duo, but
Let's go with that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all right. That'll be the way we'll handle that. And again, that's going to be this coming up next week. And something you didn't mention is the high price of the tickets to get into this event.
I know. It's really sad. We are actually trying, still offering these concerts free and open to the public.
Free,
yes. We do accept donations at the door, but we really want people to be able to come regardless of their circumstances, because music should belong to everybody. Everybody can appreciate it.
Right.
And I just really want to welcome anyone within earshot who wants to come to these concerts to just come.
Excellent.
Just be there.
And if you live on Jamestown and you can afford a little extra, put some extra money in the pot. And if you can't, you put 50 cents or whatever you want. It'll help out.
Exactly. And the other thing that's so wonderful is that these are live performances. So there's something that happens in a live performance there's a polishedness about a CD performance or an MP3 or whatever people are listening to these days. But a live performance, the performer is responding to the audience. And we have a fabulous audience, one of the warmest, most welcoming audiences. And the performers feel it. They mm-hmm. want to come back mm-hmm. and play for us, because we have a great piano. Thank you very much. Great piano. Love the piano. It's a Schimmel 7-foot grand. which we bought 16 years ago with donations from our wonderful audience. We have a wonderful audience. We have a great venue.
And the venue is very important. The acoustics within St. Matthew's.
The comfort of the comfort of the cushions.
The cushions are important.
You know, it's all of it.
All part of it.
So we're very fortunate, and we feel very blessed to be able to present these performers in this music.
All right. Well, let's get on with a piece of music, and we have a piece that they're going to be playing together to start off with, correct?
Yes, it's Brahms Sonata No. 2 for violin and piano in A major. And this will be the first movement, which is Allegro Amabile. And I don't really know what Amabile means, but I'm going to guess it's something like ambling. It's either amiable or ambling.
Let's go with amiable
ambling.
All right. We will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Piano Association.
Thank you.
we are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening listening to beautiful music provided by the Jamestown Community Piano Association. The program director, Nancy Bennett, is here explaining all the concerts that are coming up this spring. We're already talking about it being spring, and it's still the cold January going on, but we have a concert on January 21st, next week. That's the one we were listening to the music from just a few moments ago. And then we're going to have another concert coming up February 11th, then March 4th, and May 13th. We'll cover all of those. But let's move on to the February 11th concert. And what's happening then, Nancy?
February 11th is a young performer she's new to us, Liana Panayeva. Liana is Ukrainian. She graduated from the Donetsk Music Academy in Ukraine and went on to earn a professional study certificate from the Manhattan School of Music, and then continued her studies at the Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford. She lives in Boston now. So one of the interesting things about Liana is that she has participated in a number of competitions, and she's won a number of competitions. She's won quite a few in romantic music especially. So competitions is just something that I see in her bio that I haven't seen in others as much. And what's interesting is she also has been a student, so she's a fairly young performer, who has been funding herself through scholarships, maybe through these competition winnings, because she's doing very well in the competitions in terms of winning them or placing them. But she also has a GoFundMe site.
Well, there you go.
Now, this is really interesting because she had a full scholarship to University of Hartford, the Hart School, but needed other expenses covered. Mm-hmm. And so for competitions, the entry fees, the CDs, anyway. So she has this GoFundMe site. And what I'm looking at is how the internet has changed what a musician can do.
Sure.
And how she put up a YouTube of one of her competition performances, which was wonderful. And people can go and listen to it. And if they want to, they can support a musician. And I'm thinking back to how musicians first started soliciting or getting subscriptions. And it was Mozart, who was the first to get a
door to door almost.
Practically, he went to individual people because, yeah. I'm not sure because he was having, with his personality, which was very exuberant, he might have been having a little trouble getting a steady patron, but he had a lot of fans, and he got his fans to support concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, the internet has enabled an entirely different range than a musician can,
sure.
Has access to, and allows a musician as talented as Liana to reach out and say, anybody like my music now? Want to give me a hand?
That's
so it's really interesting.
So check it out.
This is what the younger generation is up to.
All right. Well, let's get to a piece of music. We have two that we're going to listen to by Liana. And the first one is what?
The first one is the Beethoven Sonata number 26 in E-flat major, opus 81A. And we'll listen to the first movement of that, which is the Adagio Allegro. What's interesting about this is he did this in reference to the French attack on Vienna that Napoleon Bonaparte mounted, and his patron, Archduke Rudolf, had to leave the city. So this first movement, especially this whole sonata, has this element of saying goodbye to it. It's known as the Les Adieux sonata, but he also used the word, and my German is like non-existent, Lebewohl, Lebewohl, and he wrote the three syllables over the first three notes of the first movement. So you'll hear these three notes
mm-hmm.
repeating in
okay.
this movement as kind of a motto or a signature of the movement, and the Lebewohl is a German expression of leaving, but it's a more personal one. It's something you would say person to person, and it means farewell or live well. So it's really quite poignant. So here is Beethoven's Sonata number 26 in E flat major, the first movement.
Nancy, I think we have time for one more piece by Liana before we take our next break. Tell us what this will be.
Okay, well, this is a little contrast to this poignancy of the other piece. This is Rachmaninoff. This is from Rachmaninoff's Etudes Tableaux, which are a number of little study pieces. This is opus number 39, number 6. And this is a very dramatic and explosive piece, very short, and it has been dubbed the Little Red Riding Hood piece, or Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf, and you can sort of hear that. I don't know whether that was ever an official title, and I don't even know what the origins of Little Red Riding Hood were and whether Russia would even have them. But anyway, when you hear this piece, you'll hear why it might be considered that. So this is Rachmaninoff's Etudes Tableaux, Opus 39, number 6.
All right, we will listen to that and take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Nancy Bennett from the Jamestown Community Piano Association. And we've been talking about the upcoming programs. First off, next week, it's going to be January 21st at the St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown, 2 o'clock for their first concert. Then the February concert, February 11th. Same 2 o'clock at St. Matthew's, and then the next concert we're going to talk about is going to be March 4th, and again, two people coming in for that concert.
Yes, we can call these two a duet. This is they're both pianists, Clemens Teufel, I think it's Teufel, and Angela Kim will be playing a series of duets, and we might, I think, get a solo or two out of them. I'm not sure, because I haven't seen the program yet.
Now, see, inquiring minds want to know, Nancy, you mentioned earlier in the first segment that the Jamestown Community Piano Association gathered donations and worked hard to get a 7-foot grand piano.
Yes, a 7-foot Schimmel grand piano.
There you go. Now, it's a duet with two pianos. Where does the other one come
from?
No,
it's not a duet with two pianos. A duet is on, well, here's another question. Does a duet refer to two pianists on one piano? When they have two pianos, I think they do refer to it as a two-piano duo.
Right.
So we may be back to the duo thing. Maybe that's where the instrument. But anyway, duets are, in this case,
I'm sure the phones are going to start ringing with the answers to our questions.
Well, good. So let me know. Anyway, they will be playing on a single piano, as there's a good repertoire of four-handed pieces.
So side by side.
Side by side.
All right.
One person does the bass, one person does the treble, and if somebody's interested, they manage to cross over the hands and get them all mixed up. But usually in the more traditional classical pieces, the composers would keep the hands sort of separated.
Yeah. Of course. Okay.
Yeah.
And is this something they've done a lot of, or is this relatively new for them?
I don't think so. I think they're relatively new in a partnership. Clemens is from Germany. He was born in Frankfurt and had his education at the University of Franz Liszt in Weimar. And I love this part. He was inspired by Franz Liszt. He was one of the selected pianists to play numerous concerts on the composer's own Bechstein at the Franz Liszt Museum.
Wow.
So he's sort of a Liszt expert, although we won't be hearing Liszt. He is now in, he was a teacher at Frankfurt University of Music and Performing Arts. He's now in living in Boston and performing, and an audience member brought him to our attention who had heard him, I believe, if I have this right, from the Newport Music Festival.
Okay.
He's also played at the Redwood Library, so he's not a stranger to the Newport scene. He also just has a brand new son, so he may be a little sleep deprived still. He's not that
happens.
Brand new. He's a couple months old, so maybe Clemens has had a chance to get some sleep. Anyway, we won't be hearing the two performers play together because I don't have any tracks of their duet work, but what I have is separate tracks for both of them, and I'll introduce Angela Kim as his partner. She is from South Korea, where she did some of her studies before coming to the United States at the age of 16. She's had extensive travel, performing, and seeks out new and innovative projects. What we'll be hearing first, though, will be a piece by Clemens. I think of them as Clemens and Kim, but they're really Teufel and Kim. but the K sounds good.
Works out. You could be their publicist.
Exactly. Now, Clemens' piece is by an American composer named Howard Hansen. He was the president of the Eastman School of Music for 40 years. And while he developed, this is from the program cover, while he developed one of the finest music schools in the United States, he was also a great advocate for American music. So he did these three poems erotique that you're about to hear, Peace, Joy, and Desire. Interesting order of things. And they're quite lovely. So this is Howard Hansen, played by Clemens Teufel.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. Now let's get to the other half of the combination, Kim.
Angela Kim is so interesting. There are a lot of cross references between Angela Kim and Clemens Teufel after he just played this lovely set of pieces by the director of the Eastman School of Music. Then I noticed that, Angela completed her doctorate of performance in literature at the Eastman School of Music. The piece you're about to hear from her, she's a collaborative artist in many senses, collaborative with different groups of musicians, very contemporary music, and obviously with Clemens Teufel as well. The piece you're about to hear, however, is a solo performance, and the piece is called Les Jeux d'eau de la Ville d'Est, which translates as The Fountains of the Villa d'Est. And in this, it was very intentional that Liszt made this water as a symbolic focus of profound contemplation. This from the LA Philharmonic website. And this piece is sort of the progenitor of pianistic water music to come. So here's Angela Kim playing Franz Liszt's Les Jeux d'eau de la Ville d'Est.
Well, thank you very much, Nancy. Nancy Bennett from the Jamestown Community Piano Association reminding you that next week, the performance will be at 2 o'clock, St. Matthew's Church, January 21st. So don't miss it. And then the other concerts that come along free admission, so get out and support the Jamestown Community Piano Association. Thanks for being here, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.